until noon, there's only one choice for local talk. Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
All right, 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Rick, by the way, a girl's shot put weighs 8 pounds. A men's shot put weighs 12 pounds. That's in high school. In college, it's 16. You know, so what? So this 7th grader got hit with, whatever, like a 12-pound... How is it that wouldn't kill you? Children must be much more resilient than they were when I was a kid. Rick, we'll catch up on a couple emails here, then we'll do the top five. Rick, about that Winco. Last time I went to Winco, I waited through some horrific line only to find that they only take checks and cash. Yet, inexplicably, they have a debit card machine like any normal store. So what I have to do is pay for my goods. What I have to do to pay for my goods is run over to the ATM that they conveniently located on the other side of the freaking warehouse. When I get back from my jog to the ATM, the line is twice as long, and I'm getting the look of death from the many pissed-off housewives whose kids are bouncing Pop-Tarts off their head. I guess I would be too, but damn you, Winco, it is all your fault. It is 2005. I mean, and every so often, man, you run into some place, doesn't take plastic, doesn't take credit, doesn't take... It's like, what? You have to wonder what year this is. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. All right. I've got all of this. See, now I've got all this email coming in about the woman thing here.
Yeah.
Rick, this woman is indeed looking for a man she can rope in. A woman that doesn't want to get married can simply be zen with the booty call without constantly wondering what this is going to end up as.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's totally what that is. All right.
Well, we should probably move on.
All right. No, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
See all these emails coming in, people defending Ween.
That sucks. That song sucks.
Dude.
I like Ween. That song sucked.
Well, and this, listen.
Who's defending that song?
Listen, I love it. This is Rick, I'll admit that the Ween song you played is horrible, but there's a number. Can we play that song again? You throw that back?
No.
87239.
Isn't
that
from, like, 92?
Is this an old Ween song?
Yeah, it's classic Ween.
Get your Ween out.
Ween from back in the...
It's
I
time
played it on
for,
college radio.
Give me some Z.
It's 8 o'clock.
And it's time for Get the Ween Out.
Thank you so much. Rick, I'll admit that Ween song you played... It's 87239. I'll admit that Ween song you played is horrible, but there's a number of really good songs from them you could have played. I'd easily suggest anything on the White Pepper album, for instance. Using that song you played as an example of Ween's music. Thank you. It's like playing Kiss as just a boy as an example of what their music sounds like. It's not representative of their greater catalog. Okay, I will admit that in terms of songwriting... sometimes an artist deviates from what their norm is, where they... play something that perhaps isn't representative of their songwriting skills. Johnny Cash has his Boy Named Sue. Bobby McFerrin has his Don't Worry, Be Happy. Chuck Berry has his My Ding-a-Ling. But I'm not talking about the way this song is written or the notes on the page. I'm talking about the sound that comes out of the goddamn speaker when you turn on this song.
It's always when you stop, it says, well, you suck. It's always beautiful. Because it sucks.
Did they use some sort of
helium?
Thing
that's
for
what
their
they use.
Voice?
No, I think this is just his natural God-given
Seriously?
Talent.
Seriously?
I don't like look at like I'm.
It's Cartman.
Like I'm a member of the Ween Nation.
Sounds like the South Park guy.
Like I'm a part of Ween Co.
What are Ween fans called? Are they called
Wieners?
Wieners or Weenies?
Tone deaf.
It'd be nice if there was no speaking at all or humming.
It'd be nice if we could just remove the musical sections of this. We could just remove the sound part. Rick, Ween does indeed both suck and blow. Please tell that listener to bite a fat ass.
That's nice.
That's happy 420. All right. I think we found a new will-breaking tool for the Abu Ghraib prison.
This is worse than Whitney Houston.
Rick, this email says, why doesn't the planetarium ever do a laser ween? I would totally be there.
Because they suck, that's why.
understand what's going on with this song. I don't...
Somebody's dead.
You know what this is? This is the rock version of Eensy Beansy Spider. That's what this is.
Rick, are you playing the Chico and the Man theme? I don't understand what sort of a reaction this is supposed to elicit from an audience.
Jesus.
You probably have to be high to appreciate it.
Just for like the next 60 seconds, if it happens, I will take comments from the audience, from anyone wishing to defend that song. It's 503-535-9100. And then we're going to do the top five. We're going to end up probably taking this break late anyway. But it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you'd like to weigh in on the push the little daisies. I mean, and this is one of those things where maybe if I'd gone to more college, maybe if I was like one of those guys who just stays in college for 30 years, I'd understand why that song is good.
You know what they did? They put a little baby in a crib in the studio.
That's
what you say to a baby.
Seriously, I don't own enough corduroy clothing or something to get into that. I guess maybe that's what it is. Maybe if I spent more time in a vegan place on Hawthorne, I would understand why that was good.
I don't think so.
You're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
Oh, man, you are so far off the mark when it comes to weans.
Oh, come on, this song. Dude, I just heard the song.
Seriously, you got to appreciate the fact that one of their albums back in 1992, I believe, they recorded the whole album while huffing Scotchgard. So that kind of explains it right there.
Okay, but...
That's a role model that I want my kids to listen to.
I don't. Well, I look, I'm all for taking drugs. That came out wrong. I'm all for my rock bands doing whatever it is they need to do to be creative. But usually you do that to some greater end. Like, that's okay when the result is a day in the life. When the result is that, it seems like maybe you should change the brand of drugs or switch dealers.
But they're not. They're huffing.
Your dealer is stepping on your product with something terrible when that's the result.
They're shoving Ready Whip up their nose, and they're breathing in. That's what they're doing.
Really? You're not supposed to sound like Cartman imitating Speedy Gonzalez.
That was just one song. If you actually listen to half the albums that they do, they're great musicians. They put on a good show. They got a following. Actually, when Fish stopped touring...
Now there's a band that everybody likes.
Is this the endorsement that the Fish fans are following Ween? Is this the argument that's supposed to win me over?
No, they got some cool rock and songs though, man.
Fish does?
Is this more of a
Ween.
Is this more of a you have to see them live thing?
No, not at all. But they do put on a really good live show though. They're two space cookies, I'll tell you that, man.
Okay. They're two space cookies?
I don't understand what that means. That's like a Ferris Bueller thing. Sports, preps, jocks, space cookies, they all love him. They think he's a righteous dude. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
Rick, I love both you and Clyde.
Oh, God, here it comes. Mm-hmm. But,
we smell a butt coming.
No, but that you have to give, I think that's off Chocolate and Cheese, which is the name of the album that song comes from. Yeah. You got to give the album a chance. You know what, I'm a working man. I'm not weaned. I didn't go to college and all that floofy crap. Actually, my kid brought the CD home, and I listened to it. The whole CD is as a whole, there's some good stuff, and there's some real crap, not unlike any other artist.
Okay,
that song falls into the not their best on that. And it's him being funny. You can actually
the idea that you would refer to that song as not their best work.
Yeah. Well,
look, that kid, the pack of retarded children from California is more listenable than that, my friend.
Did Kiss not do a disco hit?
Yeah, okay, but I understand that songs by bands
but
can be good.
But that's Charter 11.
Look, here's my thing. I understand that sometimes a band records a song, maybe it's not all that great, or it's in a style you don't care for, or they write a song that's a big ballad, or it's a big sellout or something.
Right.
I'm not talking about where they write something that's not necessarily your style, or that they write something that maybe is not in the style, you know, that maybe...
But here's the thing with Ween, Rick. They don't have a style.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, they've got a song on that album called Spinal Meningitis. It is the freakiest song. Play a little bit of it, and you'll be like, it gives you shivers. It's weird. It's not a normal. Ween is not normal. It's not
well, that my friend, you and I can agree on. I discerned that early on in this particular artistic exercise. All right, thank you. That's John. We have no time. We got a break. We did the top five on the other side.
All right.
You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Don't go anywhere. Stay back. I'm right back out of this. I'd be subjected to some long diatribe about how they're using their quirky humor to deconstruct rock genres. Of course, these girls are 9, which is why this is slightly more acceptable to me. I tried so hard to get these girls for a listener party. We did like a full court press on the dad trying to get these girls to come play one of our listener parties.
Your show, is that why he didn't want to do it?
Well, I think the idea that I wanted 2 9-year-old girls for a party with a bunch of guys maybe not have been the right way to phrase it. I need your girls for a party. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's your top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Wonderful, counting is marvelous.
Counting is the best thing to do.
Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Maybe their whole appeal is that they're just one of those joke bands, that their whole selling point is that they don't mean it. I'm always intrigued by guys who are, I'm always intrigued by bands whose big selling point is that they don't really mean anything they do.
That's why you don't like Devo, right?
As though it's supposed to be a big positive to me that the music means nothing. No, dude, it's okay. They don't mean it.
But Devo meant it.
Well, I'm not talking about Devo.
You don't like that. That's why you don't like Devo.
The dinner rolls and the, having sex on the...
No, R. Kelly means it. R. Kelly means that. Up there on the counter by the buttered rolls. That's one of those moments where he veers so close to Spinal Tap, you can't even tell. All right, here we go. Ween is not in today's top 5. You can just put your torches away. We have here the top 5 most irritating rock singers of the last 25 years. Top 5 most irritating rock singers of the last 25 years. Honorable mention at number 6. Like Robert Smith getting his junk caught in a door somewhere. Kevin Rowland from Dexter's Midnight Runners. Boy, you know what? And I'm sorry, if you're a skinny white man, you got to put a shirt on before you start wearing those bib overalls around everywhere.
Look like a bath.
Seriously, take a bath, stupid hippie.
God.
The drum circle will have to gas.
I just thought that whole video smelled like B.O.
Seriously, you want to turn a fire hose on these guys? Something fierce.
That's where the butter, but Irish people smell like.
Bad.
Fear.
Smell like ass and potato.
Yeah.
Well, come on. It's not really, come on. The Irish smell.
No, they don't.
The Irish smell.
They smell like haggis.
They don't.
Haggis and butt.
Haggis and butt.
They sound good, too.
Oh, yeah. Dexys?
All right, whatever. Dexys sounds good.
Irish people.
Moving on. Counting down the top 5 most irritating singers in all of rock. Number 5. Oh, you all know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those songs that you think is great until the vocals kick in. Like, you would occasionally... You're like, oh, hey, is this like a new Smashing Pumpkins or... I wonder who this could pop. Maybe it's some sort of a Weezer-esque sort of ballad. Who could this be? It must be something great. Listen to that thick, warm, harmonious guitar. This must be a wonderful tune. There's another one that you would hear on like the alternative station. You would be suckered in for a moment before you'd realize with something akin to horror what you were listening to. Dolores, speaking of, she's probably goddamn Irish.
They sound like seals, cranberries. Listen to her. She sounds like a seal when she sings.
Sounds like a fake accent.
Here we go.
That's a fake accent. Completely fake.
No,
no one in Ireland sounds that Irish. I'm going to kill them.
Oh, yes, they do.
Wait, here we go. Seriously, when I die and go to hell, this is what's going to be looping. And there's that part where she just said, hey, ho, ho, hey. Later on, squeaking it out like she's being slammed in a door repeatedly.
Do you not like Sinead O'Connor then either?
She doesn't do that, though.
Sinead O'Connor doesn't. She doesn't do that stupid thing where she's got and like yodel it out of her throat like that. Like a Jewel thing. Jewel does that, too. Got in the top five most irritating singers in rock. Number four from System of a Down. Serge Tankian. Wait for it.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go. Thank you. I thought this band was a joke when I first heard it. I thought that somebody was having a little laugh at my expense. It's like a bad... Seriously, it is like a bad Cornholio recording or something. I thought KUFO was, like, screwing with me. I thought they were playing it to be, like, kooky.
Makes me want to hit somebody. I don't like it.
Look out. Oh, yeah.
Neckties.
Did we ever play that bit? There's a comedy bit that some company sent us about this guy ordering food at McDonald's. It's like, it's a variation of one of a comedic conceit that never gets old to me, which is the it's blank ordering in a drive-thru. That's a comedy.
That's comedy gold.
Look at that. What give me, man, I'm going to have a seizure. System of a Down. It's like Ethel Merman on speed. Our friend Steve had that idea of just a bunch of, like, get the kids at Whitney High on a bus and did they be Syndrome of a Down?
Oh,
God. Bada-bing! We'll be here all week. Counting down the top five most irritating rock singers the last 25 years. Number three. Probably playing on Kink right now. You don't love this song.
Yeah, this is good.
I do love this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
How is it possible for you to... How is it
this
possible
was big
for
when
you
I was about 10 or 8. No, probably about 10 years old. And we used to listen to this all the time.
She sounds like a choking camel of some kind. She's trying to speak around a ball gag or something.
What?
Let me steal.
Great big healer of hope. Oh, yeah.
She sounds like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction. You know what I mean? With, like, the big rubber gag.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the wolf was made up of the brotherhood of man.
The amazing thing is she's not... See, this is what I'm talking about when I say there's a difference between the singer and the song and the sound and the composition. I suppose on paper, this is like in theory, this is not a bad song. If it was recorded by somebody that, you know, wasn't Linda Perry. Because she, you know, she wrote all of Pink's stuff. But all of Pink's stuff, I mean, she's not that bad. She's a pretty talented songwriter. But this is just terrible.
You don't think the other one was more annoying than this one?
Which one?
System of a Down.
Oh, no, they're all annoying. They're all annoying. This is Shades of Grey right here.
Hey!
And it's just, the problem with this is it's so contrived. It's like this, like, faux emotional anguish she's pouring into it, you know? So she and all the other,
This sounds like a song that would be at the end of an after-school special.
There it was, like, so she and the... Man, the hairy-legged audience for this song can all bond within synchronized periods with each other or something while they're feeling the oppression of the patriarchy.
Look at my armpits.
Seriously, this is... You know
it
looks
like spiders.
This and all the women who are shopping in the In Other Words bookstore on Hawthorne. This is part of that whole unfortunate lilification of America that happened for like 2 years. I don't have any problem with female music or female singers, but man, that Lilith Fair era. Oh, listen, wait, here we go.
Oh my God, you are trying.
That's the best part right there.
But
she's trying to, she's trying to sound like she means it.
In the institution.
The institution, it's society. She's not crazy. Society's crazy. Here we go.
Oh my God.
God damn.
Oh my God.
The only thing good about this song is that it range. So did Lee Harvey Oswald. The only good thing about this song is that she made enough money off this that she was then able to go away.
Yeah.
And she didn't have to come back and tour and sing it anymore.
Well, it's like when Edie Brickell was out there.
Oh, man. Edie Brickell.
It only took Paul Simon to marry her to get her shut her mouth.
Imagine how pretentious the conversations in that household are.
Yeah, really. And he's still with her.
Yeah,
he dumped Carrie Fisher for her.
Well, he's had her. He had her in the slave girl era.
Yeah, he had her when it mattered.
All right.
What's wrong with you people?
Many things. Counting down the top five most irritating rock singers of the last 25 years. Number two. Proving that I am not biased for or against any genre of music. So this is your friend and mine, Mr. Fred Durst.
Oh,
Limp Bizkit.
Remember you ruined those Pink Floyd songs?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to kill him.
Nobody knows what it's like to be the bad man. Yeah.
He did The Who, and then he did
Seriously.
He did Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
He did it during the 9/11 time.
With Johnny Resnick.
Yeah. And I just wanted to punch him. You're ruining a song by my favorite band. One of my favorite bands.
But he slept with Britney, don't you?
Honestly, who has? I could probably sleep with Britney
sleep
first.
With her.
No, I don't.
I mean, for a pull tab or two, I could probably get some of that. As McDonald's would say, I'd hit it.
I used to say this about Britney Spears. I really wanted to be her friend. I did.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to be her friend, just not serious.
And in terms of full musical disclosure here, I like Limp Bizkit. I really do. It's just this guy. I mean, if I could replace Fred Durst with some other singer of my choice, Limp Bizkit would be an even more fantastic band than I think they really are. I think Limp Bizkit's a great band, unfairly maligned. He's terrible. He's awful. The band is great. Wes Borland's a great guitarist, especially. All right. Number one, most irritating rock singer of all time. Who knows? There you go. Most irritating rock singer of the last 25 years, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the Swedish Chef singing. It's the Swedish Chef, I swear.
When did men decide that it was okay to start singing like Cher? Because that's what this is, really,
yeah,
more
true
than anything. And this guy's number one, not only because he's terrible and irredeemable, but because his clones are legion. It's like they're not even imitating Eddie Vedder anymore. They're imitating this guy. It's like imitating a bad Xerox.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Eddie Vedder was the originator, and Eddie Vedder's cool. You know, there's a good original
sound.
Let's
hear something even worse. All right, attention to my fellow bigger than Jesus cast and crew. This is
God.
Oh, I hate this guy.
God.
I'm a boy and I'm a man.
All right. God, I wonder how he really sounds. You know, when he sounds like, meow. All right, there you go.
Don't you try to sound like this when you sing, Rick?
Hey, no. That's a cruel thing to say.
Well, like you go, meow.
No, I'm just doing a... Yeah, but I'm like Ween. I don't mean it.
Okay.
So therefore, it's great. Rick, you're about to make a bunch of Rush fans angry. Careful, my Jenny. No, I was going to put Geddy Lee on the list, but that's more than 25 years ago.
No, you can't say that about Geddy Lee.
Oh, but I can. And I would have.
Why? Geddy Lee's great. He's unique.
Well, okay, the guy from Ween was unique. That doesn't mean it's... Look, I love Rush. I don't love Rush. I like Rush. 2112 up in this. Yeah.
Rush, dude.
Yo, but
you,
I...
You don't kick Rush.
Temples of Syrinx represent. But Geddy Lee... Geddy Lee sounds like Robert Plant impersonating Donald Duck. Let's just call it what it is.
I can't believe you're saying that about Rush.
Hey, I'm a classic rock fan. My classic rock street cred is safe. I don't have to apologize for a damn thing.
No, man. Rush is Rush.
Geddy Lee. Oh, look, I don't have any problem with Rush. Geddy Lee, he may not be a bad singer, but he is certainly an irritating singer. Him and that bastard from Head East, who are the same person, by the way. Those are two guys you never see in a room together at the same time. What?
I'm appalled.
Oh, I'm busting on your fatted calf or something.
No, I like Rush. But
I like Rush, too. Geddy Lee's a terribly irritating
singer. I never thought that you would say that about Rush.
That Geddy Lee is irritating? Close to the heart! You know, that's, I can't even do it. I can't even mimic the strangling.
That's what makes him so classic. He was the guy, before Iron Maiden, it was Geddy Lee. Geddy Lee started that.
Don't even compare Bruce Dickinson to Geddy Lee.
What? You think Dickinson's better than Geddy Lee?
Okay, we're...
Do I need to break this up here?
Seriously, we're never going to get laid again if we keep talking. Okay, we have to stop. ClydeLewis.com is the website. This weekend he'll be talking about how the Pope is a Nazi. Reformed Nazi. Surely we'll be here tomorrow
also
to share
play
more.
Some Rush for crying out loud.
Share more of her insights and wisdom with us. Don and Mike next. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Kyle producing the show today. Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. As always, we thank you for listening. We'll be back in 21 hours, 9:02 tomorrow. The website in the meantime is rickemerson.com. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We thank you for being there, making a potty, listening today. See you all tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
We've achieved ground zero.